special meeting to order from the Board of County Commissioners, December 17th at 9 a.m. Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in an invocation?
Yes, sir. Thank you, God, for the blessed moisture. Thank you for the good health of family and friends, for the roof over our heads, a bed to sleep in, food on our table and shoes on our feet. Forgive us if ever we start to complain and forget these great blessings. Amen.
Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in a pledge this morning?
Yes, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Present.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I am here. Any changes to the agenda, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, no changes.
Entertain a motion at this time, please.
Motion to approve the agenda.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Haas.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Business item A, consideration of resolution 20-029 adopting the 2021 fiscal budget for all offices, departments, and agencies of Los Angeles County. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, before you is resolution 20-029 adopting the county 2021 fiscal budget.
Do we have any questions or concerns from the board?
No questions.
Can we please read the resolution?
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners, Los Angeles County, Colorado, adopting the annual budget for Los Angeles County, Colorado for fiscal year 2021. Resolution number 20-029. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners is vested with the responsibility and authority to adopt an annual budget setting forth the fiscal spending amounts for all offices, departments, boards, commissions, and agencies of Los Angeles County, financed in whole or in part with monies provided by this county. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners' compliance with Colorado State budget law has caused the preparation of a budget for fiscal year 2021, reflecting all anticipated revenues and expenditures necessary to meet financial obligations of Los Angeles County, Colorado, for administration, operations, maintenance, and capital projects expected to be undertaken in fiscal year 2021. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners made available a draft of the 2021 annual budget on October 6, 2020, in conformance with CRS 29-1-107, at which time electors of Los Angeles County were afforded the opportunity to make comment on said proposed 2021 budget prior to its adoption. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that one, the 2021 budget submitted and summarized by fund and attached here to and made a part thereof is hereby approved and adopted as the fiscal budget of Los Angeles County, Colorado for fiscal year 2021, beginning January 1, 2021, extending through December 31, 2021. Two, that the 2021 budget, that the 2021 fiscal budget hereby approved and adopted shall be signed by the Board of County Commissioners and shall be made part of the public records of Los Angeles County, Colorado. Three, the Director of Finance and Budget Director is hereby directed to provide a copy of said 2021 fiscal budget to each elected official and department head of Los Angeles County. Upon motion made and second and affirmative vote, this resolution was adopted the 17th day of December 2020 by order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, followed by your signature lines.
Before we vote on this, I just want to put on the record that I was contacted by our district attorney, Henry Solano, and everything is fine with his office, however, and his budget. However, there might be a possibility request for additional supplemental due to the fact of prosecutors are being made available throughout the state. And he approached me a couple days ago regarding this, possibly being available seasoned prosecutors and might be shifting some personnel around as far as prosecutors. So I told them I would mention it to the board and to the panel that that might be coming our way, possibly in the near future. So that said, entertain a motion, please.
Commissioner, if I may, I think there were, and I don't know if this is the appropriate time or not, but to point out some of the highlights, for lack of a better way of describing them, in the budget. Finance Director Coberly, do you want to talk about that? And I think one of the concerns brought up was that within the DHS department, there were a couple of employees who were to receive increases, and maybe DHS Director Aragon can touch upon that as to why two and not others, because as we've developed this budget, we pretty much said no to anybody and everybody who wanted increases on anything, including nonprofits who wanted commitments from the county versus them going through the grant process. So I think that's something that needs to be brought to the board's attention.
Christy, could you clarify, or Mr. Aragon?
I think there's a chat from Michael saying that he actually had to jump off. I don't know if he's in or not, but there's a chat saying they had to jump off. But it's included in the budget, because last time I spoke with Michael, he was supposed to have a conversation with each commissioner about that. So it's in the budget, but it won't be finalized until you make that final change for the change it request, you know, for the first pay period. So even though it's in the budget, doesn't mean it has to be approved.
So Christy, if I may, one of the, we had a Mr. Aragon presented to us the fact that apparently there was some discrepancies, not necessarily, and yes, change order status, but I think, if I recall correctly, that he would put that on the budget and request that because of the, when he was looking at the staffing pattern and the disparity across the summary or salary survey that he conducted, apparently he discovered that these two individuals with same qualifications as others were lagging so behind, and that was economy salary adjustment. And I believe, and please correct me, Christy, I may be I'm going back to some of the notes that I have as well, that if he put it on the budget and he would request that, it would be definitely up to the Board of County Commissioners to support that. And from that perspective, I understood it to be budgeted and create the alignment of on the salary adjustments that he was requesting. Am I recalling that properly?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, yes. And he even gave me documentation for everything. And that's when he said that he would discuss it with the commissioners. So that's why I put it on the budget.
Okay, so I haven't spoke to Mr. Aragon, but to get it straight for me.
Good morning.
What I'm hearing, Mr. Aragon, is that you found discrepancies in two employees' salaries that were underpaid compared to the rest of the staff with that same background or experience. Is that correct, or education?
Good morning. Yes, sir. My apologies. I had a state call come in. So in this instance, we have two employees in a unit who, and we have several employees in the unit, but these two specifically have been with the department for some time. We have a unique situation in Los Angeles County's DHS where our units are divided between child welfare and adult services, and our case managers, who are required to carry the same credentialing and licensure, are essentially carrying the same job duties. However, the concern is that we have a discrepancy or a disproportionate in the salaries between our adult services and child welfare. And that is the reason why those were adjusted for this year, was to equalize the pay rate between the two units. It's still under where it needs to be, unfortunately, but it will at least increase that component to make it more equitable for those staff that have unfortunately, I think just there's been an oversight with that for some time, and we need to adjust that to make it more equitable for them.
I know Pam, our attorney Nelson, is not on the call. She's in trial this morning. So my only concern is with it is that if we were reluctant to properly pay them compared to the other ones in previous years, I don't think we could be held liable for not doing that.
If I can chime in.
Who's this?
Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hi. So just some history on it. These two employees were hired at the salary and knew the salary when they were hired. The salary was set by the previous director. It's not that there was any discrepancies in their pay. They were hired for the amount that they were aware of.
Okay, thank you.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Chavez, when was the, what is the hire date of these employees?
Give me 1 second. I can tell you that. I just got back into my office. I was at another meeting. Sorry, I'm reading her. Let's see. Well, yep. I guess I need to know. Is it Ashlyn Pike and Andrea Marcus?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. One was hired 12/1/15. And the other was hired 6/20/16. And both jobs were posted. Both jobs were filled by the two of them. Also, I may mention that the APS jobs have been posted several times between now and that time they were hired. So they had opportunity for advancement and to make that wage of the APS.
Kim, can you indicate or give me some insight as to when the adult services salary jumped from the traditional to the higher pay rate?
It never did. They've always, everybody who ever received a raise from Los Angeles County across the board has always received the same raise. If it was a quarter, everybody got a quarter. When they were state merit system, they were not county employees, and I can't speak to that. However, when they did become county employees, everybody received the same exact thing across the board.
So at some point in the last few years, there's been an increase to the adult service units' wages because there's about a $7,000 difference in hire between the two positions. And that's my concern.
Yeah, we can look into that if you'd like to. But like I said, those two employees had opportunity to bid on those jobs.
Okay.
They have the same credentials.
Okay. I think we're getting into the weeds here a little bit on this, these two. And then we're mentioning private information on staffing names. So I think we can move
forward. Well, it's not really private information. It's names aren't private and neither are hire dates. So we're okay there, but I do agree. I just wanted to add that we were told no raises for anybody. And so this is going against everything we said. And also the union has asked us to pick up insurance. And we were also told no, because we told the folks if we passed 1A, nobody would get a raise.
So noted. Yeah, I believe I remember hearing that. So what I would recommend here, ladies and gentlemen, is we move forward, and we have this topic in particular on our another meeting and have an executive session so we can have some advice from council moving forward with this issue. Other than that, I don't see any reason we cannot continue. As Ms. Coberly stated, we can address this issue before we finalize any status changes to the budget. Would that be sufficient for the board?
Would we table then adopting this resolution or?
No, Tommy, Commissioner, we don't have to table it. Just that one particular issue, we can discuss at a later date.
Commissioners, if I may, Commissioner Luis Lopez is correct. In front of the board is just the adoption of this budget. And as Finance Director Coberly pointed out, adopting a budget doesn't mean that the monies will be, those increases aren't necessarily a foregone conclusion because the board does have to sign off on status change forms for anybody who may be getting an increase. So as Commissioner Lopez suggested, I would recommend that the board adopt the budget and adopt the next resolution also, number 30, and we can deal with any kind of increases at a later date.
And to add to that conversation, we can discuss Mr. Solano's request at that time as well. I think we can get all those particulars put together on one meeting.
Okay, then you're looking for the adoption of this resolution then, correct?
Yes, we'll entertain a motion, please.
I will make the motion to adopt resolution 20-029, adopting the for the 2020 fiscal budget for all offices, departments, and agencies of Los Angeles County.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item B, consideration of resolution 20-030, awarding all funds for all office departments and agencies for Los Angeles County for the fiscal year 2021. Mr. Dorkamp.
Commissioners, before you is exactly as it's titled in your agenda, 20-030 resolution, 20-030, appropriating sums of monies.
May you please read the resolution, Mr. Dorkamp.
Resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, appropriating sums of monies to defray expenses for budget year 2021. Resolution number 20-030. Whereas the Board of County Commissioners adopted annual budget for fiscal year 2021 in accordance with state budget law, and whereas provisions have been made in said 2021 fiscal budget identifying anticipated revenues as amounts equal to or greater than sums proposed for expenditure as set out in said 2021 fiscal budget, and whereas it is necessary that sums of money be appropriated from the anticipated revenues for each fund provided in said 2021 fiscal budget to offset, anticipated expenditures in such funds and in spending agencies, print, as that term is defined in CRS 29-1-102 in print, within such funds during fiscal year 2021, and whereas such appropriations shall establish limits on expenditures for each fund and for each spending agency within a fund in which to carry out the operations of Los Angeles County in fiscal year 2021. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, Colorado, that this resolution shall be known as the appropriations resolution for fiscal year 2021 and hereby sets out the spending limitations for the various funds for Los Angeles County, of Los Angeles County, and for spending agencies within such funds in the amounts and the purposes set forth below in fiscal year 2021. County General Fund, County Commissioners, $9,195,296. Clerk and Recorder, $456,961. Treasurer, $343,087. Assessor, $475,840. Sheriff, $2,211,436. Road and Bridge, Coroner, $180,233. Total County General Fund, $12,862,853. Road and Bridge, $9,264,908. Airport Fund, $634,237. Contingency Fund, $677,363. Capital Expenditure Fund, $2,562,333. Conservation Trust, Print Lottery, In Print Fund, $393,272. Payment in lieu of taxes, Print Pilt, In Print Fund, $2,418,218. Law Enforcement Assistance and DUI Fund, $2,200. Jail Bond Fund, $447,327. Justice Center and Jail Improvement Fund, $254,396. Human Services Print Public Welfare In Print Fund, $13,452,990. Total of all fund appropriations, $42,970,097. A motion made and seconded an affirmative vote. This resolution was adopted the 17th day of December, 2020. By order of the Board of County Commissioners of Los Angeles County, followed by your signature, Lance.
Thank you, Mr. Bergkamp. Do we have any concerns or comments from the board at this time?
If I can add one, Commissioner.
Yes.
Thank you, Finance Director Christy Coberly. She did an excellent job on putting together a 2021 budget.
And thank you all to the elected officials for working with Ms. Coberly on and everybody coming together to get this accomplished today. And again, we reiterate the gratitude for Mrs. Coberly and her due diligence for the county. Having said that, we'll entertain a motion at this time.
I'll make a motion. And again, thank you, Christy, for meeting with each one of the departments and getting the feedback. Much appreciated and a very well-drafted document. So I want to make a motion to consider the resolution 20-030, appropriating all funds for all offices, departments, and agencies of Los Angeles County for the fiscal year 2021.
Kudos, Christy, and I'll second the motion.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item D, consideration of OBCC number 6951 and number 6952, request to County Treasurer for transfer of funds for 2020.
Commissioner,
item C.
Item C.
Oh, I apologize. I'm looking at two screens. I'm sorry. I apologize for everybody. Item C, consideration of approval of certification of mill levies for all taxing entities within Los Angeles County for the fiscal year 2021.
Commissioner, before you are the certification of mill levies for our taxing entities within Los Angeles County. I'd ask the board to approve and certify the levies and revenue.
And I believe Ms. Amato was not able to be on the call this morning. She is on the call with the state. Ms. Coberly, do you have any concerns with the certification?
I usually read each one, and I don't know if that's what that's just the way we need to do it, or if you just approve it. I'm not too sure.
We've always done it like that, exactly. So would you like to go ahead and read the certifications?
If you'd like me to. If not, we can approve it. I just don't know if it's something that we're mandated to do, or I don't know, but it's up to you.
Well, since we're on a virtual world and we don't have hard copies for the media to look at, I think that would be appropriate if we were to read those out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, sure. So I'm going to start with school districts. Aguilar RE6, assessed valuation is $42,651,650. Total mill levies is 10.733. Revenue, $457,779. Branson, assessed valuation is $17,984,560. Mill levy is 29.625. Revenue is $532,792. Honey, assessed valuation is $51,392,520. Mill levy is 27.694. Revenue is $1,423,278. Kim School District, assessed valuation is $22,123,740. Mill levy is 30.243. Revenue is $669.89. Primero, assessed valuation is $86,799,110. Mill levy is 18.673. Revenue is $1,620,800. Trinidad School District 1, assessed valuation is $130,518,690. Mill levy is 16.938. Revenue is $2,210,726. For Los Angeles County, our general fund assessed valuation is $351,470,280. Our mill levy is 5.734. Revenue is $2,015,330. Assessed valuation for public welfare is $351,472,80. Mill levy is 1.92. Revenue is $674,823. Our contingent fund, Assessed valuation is $351,472.80. Mill levy is 0.25. Revenue is $87,868. Our capital expenditure fund assessed valuation is $351,472.80. Mill levy is 1.50. Revenue is $527,205. Cities and towns. Aguilar, Town of Aguilar, assessed valuation is $2,578,910. Mill levy is 11.251. Revenue is $29,015. Town of Branson, assessed valuation is $385,630. Mill levy is 4.807. Revenue is $1,854. Town of Coakdale, assessed valuation is $536,270. Mill levy is 12.000. Revenue is $6,435. Town of Kim, assessed valuation is $293,800. Mill levy is 15.265. Revenue is $4,045. Town of Starkville, assessed valuation is $1,401,300. Levy is 4.630. Revenue is $6,488. City of Trinidad, assessed valuation is $74,433,960. The levy is 17.579. Revenue is $1,308,475. All other local improvement and service districts. So Trinidad Ambulance, assessed valuation is $329,346,530. Mill levy is 2.907. Revenue is $957,410. Fisher's Peak Fire, assessed valuation is $27,945,420. Mill levy is 5.71. Revenue is $159,822. Honey Fire District, assessed valuation is $44,785,610. Mill levy is 4.000. Revenue is $179,142. Spanish Peaks Bon Carbo Fire, assessed valuation is $46,086,860. Mill levy is 3.950, revenue $182,043. Stonewall Fire, assessed valuation is $83,441,170. Mill levy is 2.459, revenue is $205,182. Spanish Peak Purgatory Soil District, assessed valuation is $89,709,50. Mill levy is 0.500, revenue is $44,850. Valley Metropolitan, assessed valuation is $10,594,970. Mill levy is 2.83, revenue is $29,984. Purgatory River Water, assessed valuation is $105,425,440. Mill levy is 3.500, revenue is $368,989. Branson Chinchero Soil, assessed valuation is $15,896,130. Total mill levy is 0.500. Revenue is $7,948. Upper Warfano, assessed valuation is $1,286,000. Mill levy is 0.500. Revenue is $643. La Porta, BID, assessed valuation is $1,492,810. And no mill levy, no revenue. Santa Fe Metro District, no mill levy. South Pueblo Soil, no mill levy. Stone Ridge Number 2, no mill levy. Bent District, no mill levy. And Los Angeles County Health Service, no mill levy. And then the tax increment finance, the money will go to the Trinidad Urban Renewal. So let's see, Trinidad School District 1, their TIF assessed valuation is $760,320 and revenue to urban renewal is $12,878. The county assessed valuation is $854,290. Revenue to urban renewal is $7,994. City of Trinidad assessed valuation is $854,290. Revenue to urban renewal is $15,018. Fisher's Peak Fire District, assessed valuation is $8,540. $49 will go to urban renewal. Pony School District 3, assessed valuation is $93,970. Revenue to Urban Renewal is $2,602. Trinidad Ambulance, assessed valuation is $854,290. Revenue, $2,483. Spanish Peak Purgatory Soil, assessed valuation is $102,510. $51 will go to Urban Renewal. Purgatory River Water, assessed valuation is $256,290. $897 to Urban Renewal. Valley Metropolitan, assessed valuation is $59,800. Revenue is $169. Total revenue to Urban Renewal is $42,141. And that's it.
Thank you, Mrs. Coberly. Do we have any questions or concerns from the board?
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my only question was going to be, I know I had asked the question yesterday that this is the complete response from all of the eligible entities within the county to file a certification, correct, Ms. Coberly?
Yes, this was from everybody. I received them for everybody, so we're good.
Thank you.
No other comments, entertain a motion, please.
Motion to approve the certification of the mill levies for all taxing entities within Los Angeles County for the fiscal year of 2021.
We have a motion. We have a second, please.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Okay, back on track. Item D, consideration of OBCC 6951 and 6952, requests to County Treasurer for transfer of funds for 2020. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioner, before you is OBCC 6951 and 6952. We're requesting the County Treasurer for transfer funds for 2020.
Ms. Leonetti, I see you're on the call. Do you have any comments?
No, not at this time.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? Entertain a motion, please.
1 minute, I'm going up and down on this technology here. So
do you want me to explain a little bit what this is?
Please.
Okay. So every year we do this in November, as of November. So what it is so like general fund has all these sub accounts. And usually by this time of year, the actual general fund as a negative amount because all these sub accounts, the money's coming into the sub accounts. So what I do is I cleared all the sub accounts and I put all the money into County General. The same with Road and Bridge. It has the sub accounts and we actually move all the money that belongs to the Road and Bridge account. So that's what I do every year. I take it out because by this time of year, there's a negative in general fund because of all the sub accounts. So I just move everything over. So that's all it is, just transferring out of the sub accounts and putting it into the account it belongs.
So that's the total amount that we have of $3,282,460.76, correct? That's under all of the accounts listed.
So that's Road and Bridge. General fund is 8 million. See, so what I did was the last 2 years, I never moved the sales tax because we didn't know if we could spend the excess. But since it passed, I did move all the money to County General. And once our auditor comes, we'll get that all together.
Very good.
So you'll see the sales tax is $6.5 million.
Correct. Okay.
See, so that's why we're moving it all over to County General at this moment.
And Christy, thank you for that. With the funds that we had in that separate account that we were sitting on, are we transferring those over as well at this time? What do we have planned with those funds?
What separate account are we talking about?
The was it 2 million we put into a CD? Oh,
that's the 1.9 million. It's still in the CD, so it could stay there and accumulate. Since we have the other monies that we can use, And it renews here in March. So I guess we can, you know, we'll have to discuss that before, if you'd like to pull it or like to leave it to let it accumulate.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Okay, any questions remaining?
No questions, and thank you again for the explanation, Christy. No other questions from me.
Entertain a motion, please.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion for the consideration of the OBCC number 6951 and number 6952, request to County Treasurer for transfer of funds for 2020.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item E, consideration of Spanish Peaks Purgatory River Conservation District, IGA, Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, before you is the latest version of the Spanish Peaks Purgatory River Conservation District, IGA, with Los Animas County for your consideration.
I see Ms. Simmons is on the call. Shelley, good morning to you. Can you hear us? Maybe you need to unmute. Are you there, Shelley?
I am. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay.
So could you give a brief description of what you submitted?
Yes. So, this is, I think, now the third version of the IGA between the county and Spanish Peaks Purgatory River Conservation District. the IGA is essentially the same as last year, but there's a few changes. I had to make some language changes in some of the wording as far as, so now the Purgatory River, the Purgatory Watershed Weed Management Collaborative is now the official noxious weed program of the Spanish Peaks Purgatory River Conservation District. So I made changes in the language to some of that, and that's pretty minor. That shouldn't be a big deal. We did bring our ask down to 5,000, which is what it has been in the past, to help Donna Albertson, our noxious weed technician, help pay for the time that she spends on List A species spraying. And we also have her in this IGA spraying, helping you guys do some county right-of-way spraying on a limited basis, basically early season and late season noxious weeds on right-of-way. But what we have taken out is the work that I do with, so every year we apply for a Colorado Department of Ag grant, Noxious Weed Fund grant. And for the past 3 years, I have requested funds for the county to hire a private contractor or contractors to spray county right away. That is going to be removed from this IGA for this year. But Donna will spray spray right away on a limited basis. But we will be taking out us as the district, requesting funds in that CDA grant for you guys, for Los Animas County, to spray right away. And also is removed is my time for managing that, because I pretty much managed that whole deal. You know, I drafted the contracts, I drafted the job bids, worked with the contractors. You know, of course, working with Phil, but I did the majority of the work. So we're taking that component out. So those are the biggest changes to this latest version. There is a new List A species in Los Animas County. I don't know if you guys ever saw the newspaper article that came out. I have been in contact with Phil and Bob about it. It's Myrtle Spurge, but the only place we found it so far is within the city limits of Trinidad. So in the IGA, I have also added me kind of taking the lead and help in working with the city of Trinidad to manage that List A species. So that's that is new in this year's IGA as well.
Question for you, if I may. The grant for the right-of-way that is being taken out this year, when is that due, and can the county apply for it on our own behalf?
Yes. So the county, the grant is due tomorrow. Colorado Department of Agriculture's Noxious Weed Fund grant. And I did call them to make sure that if they received two applications from Los Angeles County, that that would be okay. And they said it would be fine as long as there are no overlapping components in the Conservation District's grants versus the CDA's, or the, there's too many acronyms, versus the county's grant. So if you all applied just for a private contractor spraying of right-of-way, that would be fine. In our CDA grant, what I have in there is List A species management. So we will spray and manage African rue, the myrtle spurge. Donna will do some limited spraying on right-of-way on behalf of the district for the county. And so those are the basic components of what we will be applying for in the grant. So
this is Tony Shelley. On a limited basis, could you clarify that? I mean, that could mean anything from 100 miles to 1 mile.
Yep. We didn't really want to put miles in there because at this point, we don't exactly, it's hard to say. So what we're going to do is Donna's going to spray early season right away noxious weeds, whatever she can get to. She's only one person with one rig. So last year she focused on hardy cress early season, Scotch thistle early season, kind of in the I think it was South Trujillo Creek and the El Moro and Honey areas. And then she has to stop by about late May, 1st of June, she has to stop so she can start spraying African rue, because that's the timing when we need to start spraying African rue is the 1st of June. So basically from June through July, she's gonna be hoofing it, spraying African rue. And then late fall, she can head out to Honey and the model area and spray Russian knapweed or late rosettes of some of the biennial thistles, Canada thistles, stuff like that. So I hate to put a mileage to it. We can look at what she did last year. I don't know as if she'll have time to do the mileage that she did last year. I'm not going to say a mileage because we can look at what she did last year and kind of guess a percentage of that for this year. So I hope that kind of answers the question.
It helps some. Thank you, Shelley.
Sure.
I see we have Mr. Lucero's on the call today. Bob, can you hear me? You might need to unmute.
Can you hear me?
There you are. Thank you, Mr. Lucero. The question I have it pertains to the grant, and I think Shelley kind of answered it for me as well. But when, in your history as the weed personnel for the county, over the years, on this grant, when Shelley made the comment that there were two applicants coming from Los Angeles County, is that going to deviate if we apply on our own, if you have time to put that together within 4 hours? Any funds for us?
Well, it's going to be pretty tough to get a quality grant in with just a few days, you know, to try and get it in for this year. What I would suggest is, you know, in years past before Shelley took it, I mean, we didn't have the money to get higher licensed sprayers to do it. Basically, that's what I did. My suggestion is if Donna can do early spring and late fall, and I would try to appropriate more time from. You know, from May, June, and July in there to take care of right-of-ways for, you know, for the county. I mean, it's just one of those things where I do have a lot of other things going on, but I would just have to make time. I may have to put in more hours and get it done, because I honestly don't know if I can put this complete grant together and get it in.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lucero. Ms. Simmons, one more question I have, and the concern I think that when I was reviewing this, unfortunately, Ms. Nelson has not had the time, our attorney, to review this latest IGA. She is in a 3-day trial right now, and when she received it, we received it yesterday afternoon. I don't think without having counsel's opinion, for me, it makes it a little difficult to make a commitment at this time. When is your deadline for us to have an IGA for you?
Well, it would be nice to have a signed one by tomorrow afternoon so I could submit that with our CDA grant as an attachment showing that we're still working together, we're still partnering. That's not super critical. It would just be nice. Otherwise, it would be great to have this ideally like drop dead kind of date by the end of the year before 2021 starts. And I will tell you, I made no changes number 3 through number 20, items 3 through 20. I didn't change any of that because that's just a lot of the legal mumbo jumbo that just stayed in there. I understand your concern, but if we could have it by tomorrow afternoon so I could have it as an attachment to our CDA grant, that would be great. If not, it's not going to make or break us, but I can just submit it without a signature and say that you all are still waiting for review, a final review.
Forgive me for being cautious here. After years of doing this now, I'm very hesitant to move forward without having a council's consent on any type of contract or IGA. So I know I know this partnership is a huge value to Los Animas County and our residents and citizens. And we appreciate everything that your organization does and Donna as well. Thank you for your hard work and efforts. But for me, I don't know how the rest of the board feels, but I have concerns. We're going to have another work session on Tuesday of next week. We're trying to line that up, and we could possibly have a special meeting to make that decision at that time. Would that be sufficient for you?
Sure. Yep, that's fine.
Any other comments or questions from the board, please?
No, Chairman. I think you pretty much. I want to resonate the fact that indeed the partnership is really great, Ms. Simmons, and I think it has proven that it is beneficial. But I would echo the same things as our legal counsel is tending to a trial, including all day tomorrow. I'd rather push this forward and not make any early commitments to have it ready by tomorrow afternoon. So I'm going to support that. And I think we can, it'll give us an opportunity to review with her any comments and then any comments from any one of the Board of County Commissioners. So well stated, Chairman.
Is that a motion?
Is that meeting next Tuesday open to the public? Can I attend in case you guys have questions?
All of our meetings are open, Shelly. Yeah, they have to be. So yes, we will send you out a notification. We were kind of looking at 10 a.m. on Tuesday to have a discussion with local entities, the city of Jeanette, regarding a 5-star program. I think, Mr. Dorenkamp, if time allows us, we can do Ms. Simmons earlier than that, so she wouldn't have to wait through that entire call. 9:30, would that be okay on your calendar?
Are you talking to me or Ms. Simmons or both?
to both of you, but you feel for the scheduling.
I don't see anything for next Tuesday at 9:30, so yes, that should work, 9:30 or 10. Looks like it's open.
And board members, are you guys available?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we got a plan in place, so all we need right now is a motion to table.
Well, I would like to make that motion, but first I would like to tell everyone that having sat on the Spanish Peaks Purgatory Rivers Conservation District Board, I truly know the value of this program, and I would like to make the motion to table this Spanish Peaks Purgatory River Conservation District IGA until Tuesday the 22nd, correct?
Commissioner, if I may, just don't leave a date on it, just table it, and then
okay.
Pull it from the table at any future meeting.
Okay, I'll make that motion without the specific date.
I support and second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, and thank you, Shelley, for understanding our situation here, and we will move forward with this Tuesday.
Great, thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Okay, I think that is it for today. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you.